This is Crane Blanchard talking about the days of our separation, prayer and fasting. In Numbers chapter 6, Moses talked about the vow of a Nazarite. He called it the days of separation. It was because the person, male or female, separated themselves to God to receive from him. And if they broke the vow or fast, there was a specific thing they must do. For the person to become right with God again, they had to perform a burnt offering, a sin offering, and a peace offering. The burnt offering was a lamb. The sin offering was two turtle doves. And a peace offering was a goat. Burnt offering is dying to oneself and offering the blood, our life, to God. The sin offering is killing one dove and sprinkling the blood on the living. It is the old man dying and the new man being cleansed. The peace offering is the transfer of our sins to the goat that is led away in the wilderness to die, to be reconciled back to God. So what does this have to do with me? This is how we are born again. Now the days of our separation are about prayer and fasting. Jesus said not to let people see that you are praying and fasting. It's a private matter between you and God. But make no mistake, it is a vow. And God says that anyone who makes a vow and breaks it is better that they were never born. We are justified by the words of our mouth. That is why God says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. This is about sanctification. This is the purifying of ourselves to God. This process is a lifetime journey. We are called to be separate from this world and to touch not the unclean thing. It is time for the church of the body of Christ to stand up and be counted and separate themselves from the world. This is Crane Blanchard reminding you that I have a new book out that is called Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. It's on Amazon, and the link is on my website. God bless you. Thank you.